starting on Peyma Beis, about halfway down the page in the Gemara. Furthermore, Kasha, for Amar Rabbanan, Mechitza Ispa Inu Nefesh Kilo Roksa, is it true that the Chachamim are saying that not washing is called Inu Nefesh? Ramin here, I'm going to ask you a Kasha. Abba Bishasa Rekulam Mishnah says in Yuma, the last parak, that there are multiple Isurim on Yom Kippur. There's a Thiel and Shtia, there's a Rechitza, there's Sicha, Nidach HaSandal, etc. But Ein Onesh Karis Ela Ba'Ochel B'Shoisa Ba'Oisa Malacha Balvat. But the key of Karis is for Ochel and Shoisa that regards the Inuyim, and also there's another key of Karis for Malacha. Nabi Amrit Kilo Rochza Ika Inui So Biyama Kippurim Ki Rocha Tzlechai of Karis. If that's called Inui, so why doesn't it go into the pasuk? Ve'ini semes nafshar seichem. So a person is rochid, they're not being ma'ana nafshar seichem. They should be chayiv koris. Okay. So Amar Rava, haka minyan of the krab, haka minyan of the krab. So. We're talking about this din over here is a derisa de kedin. We're saying that the Torah uses the language of making the neder or shvua la'anus nafish, and we're saying this is called la'anus nafish. Over there it also says lashon of tanuos lashon sechem. So we're dealing with a derisa de kedin issue. So the answer is each one you have to look at in the context of the psukim. Okay. So, Gabi Yom Kippurim Dixiv Ta'anu Es Nafsho Seichem Milsa the idea Inuya Hashta. It has to be that the effects of this action are going to be noticeable on that day. So a person doesn't eat, so over a period of 24 hours he's going to feel that. A person doesn't drink, they're going to feel that. A person doesn't wash, it doesn't mean it's inui, but it doesn't mean that they feel it immediately. Okay, let's see the run. In Anush Karas Ella Allah Ichel B'Shoisa, halfway down the page, they see Kol Nefesh Asher Lo Seuneh V'Havadati. Eze Inu Sheyesh Be'Ivud Nefesh Haver Mizu Achila B'Shtiya. Allah said, "By Malacha the Siva Karas." That's a separate pasuk. But the pasuk says V'Havadati. So we darshan that that besides that being the punishment, which is the Russians are going to punish them. But we say that we connect it to the word uneh, to say there's inuyim which cause the body to be lessened, achil and shtia, and only those two. So Mar says, but kiroch it's the chayv koris, the whole loy ma'ani. The whole lo me'ani nafshei by being merochid, a person is not being mekayim inu nefesh. But then the matzah the shnuyele, the marsh could have answered. Then he the rechitza mikri inui rechitza is called inui, but ain chayav la koris. So but inui nefesh sheish but ibud nefesh. We said there's a drasha of shelo suna b'havadati. So ubeinu rechitza less. You don't have a havadati by Rechitza. Okay. El the rubber park I feel the leave the Hanu Tanoi the less Lahu Hach Drusha, Kadisa Park Biamakipur. Not everybody holds that Drusha. So Rubber says I have an answer even without that. Milsi the Dia Inuya Hashto. Dino Akila the Basya Minkar Inuya. Rahman of the Kab and Yamakipurm Ella be Inui the Minkar Bahu Yama. Okay, so that's on Yom Kippur. There's no time frame. The Krahaki Mashra, the Kivan, Shinodra, Mivi Nidra, Mivi Osa, Laanus Nofesh, Mefer. Since it's a netter which will bring to a situation of Inui, the father or the husband has the power of Hafara. Okay. Okay, so that's the Chachamim. So the more Baramit Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi, but I have a theory in Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says clearly in our Mishnah that Inui, that Rechitz is not called Inui. But we have the following din, Mayan shall b'nehu ir, if the Mayan belongs to the people in the city, and it's a question of them drinking the water or leaving the sharing the water with other people from outside of the city. So chayayin v'chaya cherim, chayayin kaidman v'chaya cherim. It was a question of them drinking and thereby being able to survive, have what they need to live, or sharing it with others and they will not have enough. So then they go first. Behemtom ubehemas acherim. Behemtom kudemis the behemas acherim. So it's their animals versus other animals. It's the mine belongs to them, so they have a right to use it. Krisos and krisas acherim, washing clothing. Krisos and kudemis the krisas acherim. However, chaya acherim ukrisoson. They have enough water for them to drink. And now it's a question if they can share the water with somebody else and they will not have water to wash their clothing. So, Chaya Cherim, Kaidman the Kvisasa. Now, Rabbi Yossi Omer Kvisasa and Kademas the Chaya Cherim. The need for clean clothing. So you're not talking about pikuach nefesh. We're talking about the basic needs, but we're not talking about pikuach nefesh. But the lack of kvisa is so disturbing and uncomfortable. It's considered a bodily need. So now they both have bodily needs. So there, Kvisa goes before Chayecher. So Zot the Gemara, Hasha Kvisa, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Yesh, but Tsar, just the Kvisa, it is considered a Tsar, which is significant to the point that they get right to the water first. So Guf Kuloi, Tsar Guf, I'm not sure how you read it. I think it's Guf Kula, yeah. So the body itself, with the rechitz of the body, Lokolshkein. So how can Rabbi Yossi say that a lack of rechitz is not called Inu Nefesh? So Morris says, Amri, we say like this, in, yes. Kvisa Lima the Rabbi Yossi. Kvisa is worse than the Tsar Guf of rechitz. Damer Shmuel, Har Arvu Visa Dereisha Masa Lede Avira. If a person has matted, dirty hair, the person doesn't come out his hair and get out of it all of the stuff which ends up in there. So that's whatever is in there eventually will come down to the person's eyes and will weaken the eyes. Ervavisa the money, the if a person would have clothing which is not washed and have in it all these different things which catch on the clothing and rub against the body, so masilade shamumisa brings a person to a state of what's the word I'm looking for?
Insanity.
It's not really insanity. It's more like the person loses the ability to focus anything. It becomes like a, it's an element of craziness. The gufa masa l'day shichini v'kivi. If it's on the body, so he starts developing boils. So it comes out that the aravisa of the clothing is more dangerous than that on the body. The body is a physical ailment, whatever it is, but this is posh, we're dealing with the total mental health of the person. Shulchan Mitam, the Gemara says that there was a message which we got from Eretz Yisrael, and they said like this: Hizaru Baravisa, be careful, do not get into a state of Aravisa, which may make sure that you wash yourself regularly and you wash your clothing regularly. Hizaru B'chabura, make sure that you learn Torah as a Chabura, because you gain from that tremendously. And Hizar b'bnei aniyim shemehem teitzei Torah, be careful to make sure that the aniyim have the opportunity to learn, because adarabba, the Tamid Chachamim come from the aniyim. Shenemar yizol mayim midolyov, so the Swidarshan yizol mayim from the dal, from the people which are from the dalim, from the poor people, shemehem teitzei Torah. Why is it that the children of Tamid Chachamim do not seem to reach to the madrega of their fathers? Amrav Yosef, Shal Yomru Torah Yerusha Hilohem. There's a that it's hard for them, because otherwise they'll think that they sort of just get it automatically. So they're going to have to work, as it were, even harder than the average to be able to get that schus to have that madrega of Torah. Rav Sheshes, Bered Ravidi Oimer, Shesh Lo Yisgadru Ala Tzibur. That we do not want them to sort of lord it over the tzibur. If it be automatic, that it goes over from one generation to the next, potentially they're going to feel that they're special and different, and lord it over the tzibur. Mazutra b'nei shehem misgabim al tzibur. That it's not that it's a chashash, but it's finally going to happen. The gears of the Aruch Misgadrin. So it's not that we're worried about it potentially happening in the future. We would see it right away. Rav Ashi Amar Mishum Dekari Le'inchi Chamri. They have attitude. They sort of see the greatness of their father, and they see the limits of other people compared to them, and they sort of are mavaza people, if only in their hearts. And that itself loses, they lose their schus to have Torah. If you know Omer, Shem Revorkim B'Torah Tchila. That, so, I'm not sure why that's more of a problem in the B'nai Tzvi Chachamim more than anybody else. Because of the accessibility to it, they're not machshavah enough to make the bracha. I'm not sure why it seems to be with them a problem more than anybody else. Okay. Damer b'hirom rab, may deceive miu isha chacham b'yavena zois. So the pasuk says, who can understand this? So Rav said, "Dabrez anishal chachamim l'neviim l'malach yashores b'achedzin l'or pershu achi pershu kadosh baruch hu be'atzmai." The Ksiva Yomer Hashem Al Azom Es Tarasi. Lo Shemu Bekuli, Lo Holchu Bo. So Hanu Lo Shemu Bekuli, Hanu Lo Holchu Bo. What does it mean Lo Shemu Bekuli and Lo Holchu Bo? What are the two different things? Some Rav Yehuda Merav. Loimar he has in Shem Ruvarchim B'Tarat Kila. So. Yeah, I once heard from Desta writes it in Mitzvah Yom. I once saw it in a letter from Shach. He says the more is a pella that. So it was Nishal Chachamim and the Neviim and the Melech Eshoris, and they had no explanation of it. So imagine a person who's living in that generation. It says, you know, I need to know if I have anything which I need to work on. So he goes to the Chacham, and the Chacham says, no, everything's perfect. Goes to the Navi, and the Navi says, no, everything's perfect. He has a Navua to Malach Yesharis that everything is perfect. And then all of a sudden he gets hit. He says, what went on for me? I asked everybody they have to ask, and there's nobody, everything was perfect. So apparently, that the person's ability to understand that there's something wrong is greater than the Chacham's insight and the Navi's insight and the Malach Yesharis' insight. A person has to be able to find the Emes. The Baruch Hashem promised, if you really want the Emes, you'll find it. So this lack of Chashivas Tatara was such a minute lack that they didn't see it kosher enough to make a bracha beforehand. That was the source of all the problems. Okay. So the Gemara. Isi Bar Yehuda loy also the Masifta Derbyosi Slosa Yomi. So Isi Bar Yehuda did not come up to Yeshiva for 3 days. Ashachay Vardimus Derbyosi. So Vardimus, Derbyosi's son, met Isi Bar Yehuda. Amalei, my time alei osi mar the bei midrasha the abba hot tosa yomin. Why haven't you shut up the yeshiva for the last 3 days? Amalei, ki time davuch lo yodano hechi isoy. Okay, I didn't understand. What was the source of your idea that Kvisa should go to before other people's drinking needs? So I couldn't figure that out, so I couldn't come to Yeshiva. So apparently I don't understand your father. So not holding my drink, I understand what he's saying. So what am I going to shear for? So Amar Lei, so Vardimus said to Isi Bar Yehuda, Lemamar my Amar Lei, tell me, you the Mar should say to me what my father said. Tell me you down a time, maybe I heard from him what his reasoning is, and I'll explain it to you. Amar Lei, Hanatanya, Rabbi Yossi Yomer, Kvisasan, Kedemus Lachayacher. So Isra Yehuda said back to Vardimus that this is what your father said at Kamen Olam. Where does he get this from? What's the source of the Pasuk? It can't be Misawara. It has to be a Pasuk. So Amalei, so Vardimus Rabbi Yossi said back that my father's source is the Pasuk Niksiv Umigrashahem Yu Levhem Tom, and it finally says Ulukol Chayosom, and for all of their needs, all of their chiyus. So what does it mean, my chayosom? Ilema means like a lashon of a chaya, like behem tom and chayosom. But lo chay b'chal behemahi. We find that the Torah can use the word behemoth to include a chai as well. There's no need to mention the chai over here separately. El Machayosom. So what does it mean? Chiyusa mamish, that you can use the migrash for their basic life needs. Pshita. Elalav, it must be coming to say kfisa zohika tsara darvavisa. So it's coming to the marba, a new type of need, which is not as obvious, that that's also, that there's a certain right you have to the your property to use that as opposed to sharing it with somebody else. Okay.
This is it's interesting because we explained before, you know, the idea behind the kvisa, the mental health issues.
Right. So Isi Bar Yehuda saying, I don't feel you have a right to be mechadish that din just based on svara. So he says Kromi Nolan. He has to, where's his pasuk? At the end of the day, so you know, a person has to deal with their mental health, but somebody else needs water to drink. Zaturan. Barami Rabbi Yosi at Rabbi Yosi. Back on Payam Bays. Okay. Zaturan. But the Rabbanon Lakasha. It's not a steer in the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon are saying that somebody else's drinking goes before their kvisa, so the Siddur Chachamim do not see kvisa as being so important. That's true, but doesn't mean you can't be made for the neder. So first of all, we're talking about over here by rechitza of the body. The case of the Bryce is referring to a begadim leketzara kulihai. I feel the team's alarm. The ikatzara be kvisa kibur rechitza. Even if you'd say that kvisa is as uncomfortable as rechitza. So, and that's why you can be mefer. Filohachi mati amr rabbanon the chayacherim kaidmin. But still, other people's need for drinking takes precedence. So we don't see any stira in the chachamim. Of the biyosi, the biyosi kasha. The kvisa lididei is they is bo tsara kuli hai. If kvisa is so significant of a discomfort, that their rights to kvisa using their mayon is the mayon which even that they can draw off all the water and not allow any water to flow to the next city for the other people to drink. So Koshkin the Sirlay the Rikitz is a goofy in an effish. Is that nearly so? That's what the Ran says. I think that how you understand why the Mor does not see it is a question in the Chachamim. Man shall be the ear. Yes. Mayan shall be the ear. Hayotze be ear. The Mayan comes out of the ground in City A. And it flows into you can take water from the spring, and then the spring, the water continues into the next city. The more water they take out of the spring, the less water there is to flow into the next city. So chayeyan v'chayecher, chayeyan kaidman l'chayecher. She made a maspik l'shtiyas kulon. If there's not enough water for everybody to drink, so then shtiyas and kedemas, so their right to drink goes first. The chayeyan kaidman, k'rashin embrace parakeis el neshech, m'ksiv v'chayechi chiyimoch. So the Rekiva darshans that you have first rights to take care of your needs, and you don't have to share it with somebody else, leaving you with not enough. Behamton of Pemis Acherim, Behamton Kedemis, Imena Masrik, Behamis Kulim, with not enough water for everybody's animals, they can use for their animals first. Kvisosa, Kvisos Acherim, Kvisos Bigdam, washing the clothing. Fine. Chayacherim, Kvisosa. The next city needs it, where the water flows to, needs it for drinking. They have enough for drinking. They want to use the water for kvisa. Their use of the water for kvisa will impact the drinking in the next city. So the next city's drinking needs go first. The next city over has a right to use it for drinking before you, this city has a right to use it for washing clothing. This is equivalent of a physical need. So we have a physical need, they have a physical need, so our physical need goes first. Not washing clothing produces a tzar, so not washing the body. It affects the whole body. Less but tzar. And Amish, he says not like that. So Shastira. So more answers. Kvisa alima the Rabbi Merchitza. Rabbi Yossi feels the lack of kvisa of the clothing is actually worse than the lack of Merchitza. Arbavisa the Rasha, when the hair is all matted, Kashena Masarek Rosha Tommy doesn't comb his hair regularly. So he ends up having all of the oils and dirt, whatever it is, flows down onto his face. It weakens his eyes, it blinds him. The zuma, which is, comes down from the head onto the into the eyes, weakens his eyesight.
So that's why he did this.
So you have this clumping together of this dirt. He doesn't wash them regularly. He wears dirty clothing. So he gets into a state of being not being able to focus. Avisa the gufa, kashakufa mazuam, his body is dirty, kashana rechit tamid, mevila de shichini the kivi. So he develops boils. Ababuos, hamachivois. So he has these painful pimples, boils. Now, zot the gemara, but elo yeshrefuos, but there are medicines for that. Avashimum kashimihen. The mental health is worse. So yes, he's saying that kvisa ends up being more dangerous and more of a real need of the person than the rechitza.
So they said, he's still saying that it's not necessarily sort of the relative issue. I mean, he's saying that the rechitza's gufa is not considered to be a nefesh. So it seems, the Ron seems very interesting because Ron seems to be saying, well, yeah, the boils, maybe they are by in and of themselves, nefesh, but since there's a medicine, there's a cure for it, so we don't consider that sort of a permanent, long-term problem.
And also, if you couldn't give her food, it was close, but yeah, I bet. So I'm saying, what you see here is that the kavana of the shaking was for evil.
I hear. Yeah.
So to take that same concept and make it a little more
A little more what?
A little more stronger.
Yeah.
We talked about weakening of eyesight.
Right.
No mention of anything we can do to ameliorate that. So now we're talking about what we might classify as a loss of use of the limb.
Well, the Ron seems to say that you can address that by combing. You don't necessarily need the rakitsa for that. Just by combing out the hair, that stuff doesn't gather, and therefore it won't affect the eyesight. So you can't say the lack of rakitsa will now make the person have simayin ayim, and that's in your nefesh. Because the person has a solution for that. It's interesting. I think that's why the Ran civilly said Masarik Roshu, because you look at the Rashi over here. Rashi says because you're not Reichitz, that's what happens. So then you have a good question. So back to Rabbi, why isn't Rechitza considered in a nefesh, if not even for the fact that it would affect the person's eyesight? But what I think the Ran specifically discusses of combing the hair.
What about the? It's interesting. It's like we don't seem to be. Riosi doesn't seem to be taking into account sort of the social aspects here, right?
Right.
Of Enoi Nefesh. You're not going to have any friends.
But everybody's going to say.
No, but in the case of the Mishnah, where the woman makes a neder of rechitza, so Rabbi Yossi holds it's not in a nefesh. It's the worm shem another benoah. So, I mean, really, the worm shem another benoah is an element of a it's not a social aspect. It's the social aspect vis-a-vis your husband that he holds is a valid reason.
Right. Yeah.
But he doesn't look at it. The Torah specifically only looks at that relationship as a right for Haforah. The other ones not. I'm not so sure that it's such an issue. I don't know how things worked in those days, but the women had much less of a social life, I think, than they have nowadays. I mean, it's interesting. I saw Pesach from Rosh Hashanah Zalman. You know, the more it talks about walking behind the woman, the more it says Achuri Ariva, Achuri Isha, etc. He says it doesn't apply because it was Man Chazal, where women never walked outside. So seeing a woman outside was something which would be affect the person potentially. Now it happens all the time, he says, so it doesn't have the same impact on the person, so it's not doesn't have that din. It sounds like he was saying that, you know, the Kalkvud Rasmel Panima was much more of a reality Bizman Chazal than it is nowadays. I don't know.
Women not work
They basically stayed home. So they said, be careful, make sure that you wash your clothing and you wash yourself. Learn as a group. So they challenge each other and they sharpen each other. Make sure that you teach the Bnei Aniyim also. They're not distracted with other things. Also, they have a nevus. So they don't have gaiva, so they're able to absorb Torah. Why is it that the Tamid Chacham don't have losses? We may have Tamid Chacham. Shall the Roiv ain't a Bnei Torah? I think the Lashon of Bnei Torah here doesn't mean like we think that they, you know, the Shkifrum Yid. It means that they're not Tamid Chacham. They shouldn't say Yerushi Lehem. Lo Yilmadu Torah Me'achas Shem Samechim Sheyerushi Lehem. If it would be a sort of bottom, that was a common thing that the children would become Tamid Chacham, the children would not, of the next later generations, would not apply themselves diligently, because they'll say, yeah, it's going to happen anyway. Kreshal Yisgadral Atzibur Shim Lohayisah Torah Pesekes Mehem, if Torah would not, if Torah would automatically continue, the August Dites, then they would become Balagaiva. Each time before they start, then a lasik with the return of Arav Noah Vasher Bochar. It's interesting. The nusach of Birchas HaTorah, which we have, was nisker from Nachik Nesas Gedolah. This pasuk in Yirmiyahu was talking in the Churban Bayis Rishon. So the Rambam should say that we're referencing the I mean, there was a, they were mechuyev to make a bracha. But the exact nusach wasn't standardized. So the Rambam is sort of like putting in the standardized nusach. Okay, so even though that wasn't there yet.
So we say Birchas HaTorah is Doraisa. Right? So it was just up to everybody to make their own bracha.
It seems to be. You know, it's the same thing with Birchas HaMazon. Birchas HaMazon is Doraisa. The nusach of Birchas HaMazon, Moshe says Moshe Rabbeinu was Tikein, Yeshua was Tikein. Each one was Masak and the nusach of bracha. But the din, the rice is there, but the nusach, once that's the nusach, so that gets the din of the rice. You have to meet these certain criteria to fill the din of the rice. You know, told it here, I have to finish up.